Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 11 of the Power Suits podcast. We took a little unintentional, unplanned hiatus, but we are back. So welcome back, Katie Kay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like we, throughout the past couple of weeks, have done a lot of things, gone a lot of places, and I feel like we had so many things to talk about. And so now we're going to have to try and like rewind.
We got to backtrack.
We got to backtrack because I don't even know what we were talking about last on the podcast, but I know we were first last together. That makes no sense, but it makes sense to us. In Austin, we were in Austin for business, and so many different things came up on our trip to Austin. Just crazy business,
so
crazy
many.
branding, marketing, just a lot
Situations.
of different, just a lot of crazy different situations. I probably said the phrase, make it make sense, because there were so many things that I couldn't make sense of. And I think that was my most used phrase in the city of Austin. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Austin's new tagline is make it make sense.
Instead of get weird or keep it weird, right? I think that's what it is like, keep it weird, Austin. Instead, it was make it make sense because of so many different things that we came across, encountered, dealt with.
Feels like forever ago as well. And it really was not that long ago.
It really wasn't. It was a month ago. It was a month ago.
That's
We were
crazy.
in Austin. And one of the things I actually want to talk about, because I think it's something we can talk about. I think because there's a lot of stuff on that trip that it'd be difficult to try and talk about. But one of the things I want to talk about, also, I think it is, and it's an interesting person and topic. And I think even more stuff has come out more recently about this individual. But one of the things that happened when we were there is the discussion of Andrew Tate came up. And when I say Andrew Tate, part of me is like, if you don't know who that is, bless you. Don't go Googling it. Your life is better for not knowing who Andrew Tate is. So don't even worry about it. The other part of me is like, if you don't know who Andrew Tate is, part of me is like, I want you to know who this person is, because he probably embodies for me the definition of a love-hate relationship. That is the definition for me, the embodiment of an individual that there's a lot of things he says and does I have a lot of respect for. And then there's a lot of things he says and does that I think his ass should be locked up in jail. So that is kind of the thing. For those of you that maybe don't know who he is, I guess my cliff notes on Andrew Tate is basically, Andrew Tate very quickly became the most talked about person on TikTok without even having a TikTok account. He came out with his, like, I don't even know the name of it, but Andrew Tate University. What was it?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
Baller University. Something. Some kind of something. Oh, maybe it actually was Hustler. I don't know. It was something ridiculous like that. And basically, he created, I use the term university lightly. Basically, it's where you could go in, you could sign up. It was a subscription. You could take these different modules or classes or whatever, where you could learn different facets of how to make money. Andrew Tate was really big about like escape the matrix. What does it mean to be rich? Like, you know, when you, his whole thing, and I kind of understand this, when you can say whatever you want and not have to worry about anyone coming after you, that's when you're like, as people would say, F you money. And like, that's when nobody can touch you.
Untouchable. Yeah.
Untouchable. But at some point you do live in a country or multiple countries or whatever the case may be. And there are rules, there are guidelines, there's things you can do, there's things you can't do. You know, if you live in the United States, you have to pay taxes. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, that's not the question. You have to pay taxes, or at least file your taxes maybe you're very good at maneuvering structures and businesses and entities and write-offs, and maybe you're not paying a lot in taxes, but that's just like part of the game, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. His thing is kind of like, he would outward be out there being like, I think it's bullshit. That's why I live in Romania. Romania has passports all over the place, whatever. But he was selling this like university, again, use the term loosely, teaching people how his big thing is like escaping the matrix, which is like kind of getting out of the matrix of like, you're not in control, like you're not being controlled anymore and you're financially free. Now, if you bought into the program, a lot of how he was teaching people how to do that is promote his shit, get other people to buy his stuff, you make an affiliate fee, and that's how you're going to become wildly rich and escape the matrix. Well,
in many ways, genius.
Right. So this is where my respect comes. Marketing, yeah. To be the most talked about person on a platform that you don't even have an account, that takes some marketing mastermind geniusness, yeah. Right? And I'll give you respect for being able to create that, because that's not easy. It's not easy. Like, there's influencers on TikTok that people talk about all the time, and they are like posting. And like the other day, I was literally thinking about this over the weekend. I'm like, some of these influencers like party really hard, and like you're 24 or 22, like as you should live your life, like good for you. You're out there partying hard. That's part of your brand. But I'm like, how are they making content every day? Like, don't they just want a day to like lay there and do nothing? Like,
do they not get a hangover?
Right. And I mean, maybe, I guess maybe when you're 22, that's like not right. But I sit there and I'm like, they're so talked about because they're constantly putting content out. Yeah. So here's someone who doesn't even have an account and is the most like searched name talked about on TikTok without an account. So the marketing skill behind that is, that takes talent, that takes skill, right? And it was like that on, yeah, multiple platforms, so not just on that platform. So I'm like, okay, super respect that. What I don't respect is some of the things that he said, and maybe I shouldn't say respect, I choose to disagree. I have a difference of opinion because I do, in most interviews and in most videos and in most content of his I consume, I did not like the things he was saying. But he at least was communicating them in a very articulate, non, I'm right, you're wrong, argumentative way. So I also will give him credit for, he was very like, this is what I believe, and this is my view, and this is how I see things. But a lot of those things were him viewing women as property, and kind of in one interview, he was comparing a woman to like, okay, if I own a house, and I pay all the bills in that house, and I have to keep my house safe, and I have to keep my house secure, and I like all this stuff around that house, you consider that my property. And what goes in, like the rules in my house are my rules because I own the house and I take care of the property. Well, my girlfriend's the same. I pay all her bills. I pay for her things. I keep her safe. I keep her protected. So my, what I say goes. And I'm like, I'm like, will I ever date Andrew Tate? Cross that one off the list. Right. Like, for me, I'm just like, I fundamentally disagree with that. Now, do I think there's women that are probably like, okay, sign me up for that? But part of that would be like, he didn't see a problem with, if he wanted to, he could be with multiple women because he made the rules. But if one of his girlfriends wanted to go kiss another man, no, that is not acceptable because it's my rules, right? So that's where I'm like, listen, you want to have multiple partners, cool. But then you can't make all these women be like, nope, it's just me. But I mean, and then I'm like, well, maybe they're signing up for that. Like, and that's where I get very like, to each their own, right? But a lot of that stuff he would talk about is like, you have to be a man and you have to be in control and you have to like take ownership of a woman. And he got very into like, F the government and like, I can do whatever I want and I'm untouchable and I'm outside of the matrix, whatever. So fast forward, he's in Romania, he gets arrested. That was talked about all over the internet about the pizza box gave up his location, which I think that's BS, but whatever. He's in jail. He may or may not be out, but since we were in Austin, it has now come out that Romania has actually done an audit on what is Andrew Tate's actual net worth, which he's claiming. He was claiming, was he claiming to be a billionaire or like a nine almost billionaire? Like it
I think,
was,
yeah, I think he was claiming to be an almost billionaire.
that's why it like high millions, if not approaching
Billion.
billions with a B. Now, him and his brother also had a company at one point where basically they were like managing webcam girls. So,
Yeah.
like, again, no shade. People are going to consume that product. People are going to pay money for it. So, hey, power on you if you and brother and your brother are running that. But he's in jail in Romania, being accused of a lot of different things. Allegedly, these are all accusations, but including things like sex trafficking and like just crazy things, not just like you didn't pay taxes, so Romania is mad at you. Like serious things from like multiple different places. And then it comes out recently that I think Romania and doing an audit of his financials came out and said he's only worth 8 million.
Yeah.
So we're now going to rewind a little bit back to now you know who Andrew Tate is. We're in Austin and there a conversation comes up where it comes to my attention that somebody has allowed their teenage son to purchase Andrew Tate University, Hustler
Whatever, yeah.
University, Billionaire Workshop, whatever he's calling it, and has purchased the subscription. And this was a moment of mine where I was like, make it make sense. Because if you are somebody who is allowing your teenage child, and I'm just going to say it, if you are a single parent, okay, meaning you are a woman, you're a single mom who has a son. And the message you're letting your son consume is coming from someone that's like, you need to be in control of the woman. You need to take care of her. You need to do all this stuff. Yet the only way he's able to afford that is because you, as the mom, are busting your butt to make a living, to put a roof over your head. To me, make it make sense because that's a very conflicting message. And I lost my mind. Lost my mind. Lost my mind. How does
I
that?
mean, I'm really trying to think of a response that I'm allowed to say that, like, I guess the general consensus of exactly what Francie just said, we can't make sense of it. In the situation we were in, it does make a lot of sense now. But also, I mean, we're not parents, right? So it's easy for us to like sit there and be like, that's
I'm
going to be the
not
comeback.
letting Hudson
But what?
attend Andrew Tate Hustler Baller University.
I wouldn't let my cousin, nieces, I wouldn't let this girl on the corner of the street that like is going for her bus ticket right now. Like, I just wouldn't let anyone consume that knowledge that's not even 18 years old, right? Like, I think it's also on a parenting side of things. It's like, okay, they're gonna hear about it at some point. They're gonna hear, "Mom, who's Andrew Tate?" or this or that. But then to then enroll them into it, like, once again, we're not parents, so maybe we're wrong, but I think this is pretty common knowledge. You can still sit your children down and be like, "This
Dude's
is Andrew
in
Tate."
jail.
Yeah.
Dude's in jail. And not
Let's.
again, like I said, not in jail because you overstayed your visa somewhere or you didn't pay a tax bill or like,
No.
and I'm not saying any of that's okay, but I look at like somebody committing some kind of like
Serious crimes.
crime of like, shit, I messed up or maybe, I will tell you this because I literally have been watching it over the weekend. When you're a Jersey Shore, Mike, the situation, and you go to jail because you didn't pay your taxes, like, yeah, you messed up and you didn't pay your taxes and you need to pay your taxes. And like, that's just a bad situation. And you probably got some really bad advice along the way and you were young and you
Yeah.
made money and like, whatever. Like, one thing, when you're in
Yeah.
jail being accused of sex trafficking, What parent of any child is like, yeah, let me enroll you and see what that dude has to teach you?
It will never make sense to me. I know it will never make sense to you. You guys can, message us and let us know what you think. But I think the moral of the story is like there's a way to one, the let's remove the enrolling into the program situation. But there's times where like kids have TikTok, kids have Instagram, kids have access to all of this. And especially in a teenage age, like everything they consume at that age is going to make a big difference as to the adult they're going to be. So it's like I think there's ways you can sit them down and be like, this is what's going on, and this is who Andrew Tate is, or this is what's going on in politics, and this is who this is, and like try to remain. But like, as a parent, even if I was sitting down being like, okay, let's talk about Andrew Tate, I would try to like not hold a biased opinion. Like, it's like kids with politics or kids with anything, right? It's like, oh, we support this side or we support that side. Well, like, you're not even letting your kid make the decision because you've now just brainwashed them into that belief system, right? So it will never make sense to me. I it's the enrolling part that like just puts your
Well,
jaw to the floor.
so I Googled and I'm going to update.
Facts. The facts are in.
The facts are in. He is now, so he was originally arrested, but he is now facing criminal charges for human trafficking and rape.
Sounds
So
exactly what I want my child to listen to.
My and like I'm tr so I'm trying to process it from like a different perspective of okay, there's a lot of people out there where you might be like, you know what, this person, this is what they're accused of, and we're supposed to say innocent until proven guilty. So like, okay, here's this guy, he's clearly really, really good at marketing, he's really good at like getting his messaging out there. So, maybe there is something to learn. But I think the other part of me knows he's teaching people affiliate marketing, which in turn, again, brilliant on his part, because all it does is make him money. Nobody else is ever going to make money off of that. He's going to make a whole bunch of money off of it. It's going to build his brand. It's going to fuel the funnel. But I just think, again, we don't have kids, so I'm sure a lot of people with kids may come down on us or like want to argue with us or fight with us, which that's fine. Bring it on, because I've been in a mood lately and I need to fight with someone. So bring it on. And I would love to hear your argument. But it's like, especially a teenage boy, and like, I get it. You want someone to be like a man and like grow up and be able to take responsibility and be able to take care of things and be able to like take, and like, I think that's fine, right? I think that's fine to be able to want to teach your son or daughter, your child, period, of like responsibility and being like, I think it's like, I hate saying like be a man, because I think a woman can also be a woman and also take care of a household. And you have so many different types of relationships and relationship constructs these days that it's not just about I'm a woman, I'm a man, I have to like take care of, like, you have so many different dynamics these days that it's not about that. But I think just the fact of anyone being able to say and fully believe that he can treat someone as they are his property, regardless of gender, regardless of whatever, is like, eh, maybe that's not who we need to teach. And to now find out $8 million, you're worth $8 million, right? And this is what I love about the situation. He's screwed. You're screwed, right? Because if you accept the, yes, I'm only worth 8 million, now it's all like you're accepting you're a fugazi and you're admitting to being a fugazi, right? Because you are saying, yeah, I'm only worth 8 million. But if you argue it or fight it, now you're
You're
going to
gonna
have
play.
to produce further documentation, open up things that maybe they aren't aware about or know about, and you're going to pay for that to prove. Like, so I just kind of love he's in this like, you're screwed, and you're screwed either way. But I do genuinely think these hustler baller Andrew Tate University kids that follow him Could care
It's
less.
scary. It is scary though, because it's like he's also going after a demographic and an age of like
So
men and
impressionable.
women
So
that
impressionable.
exactly. And it's like you everything you learn from like childhood to like late teens, you spend your whole life like just learning what other people tell you, and that's like and then you spend the rest of your life trying to unravel it. And like so for these kids, essentially, it might not be unraveled. Like this is how I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but this is how like gangs start. This is how like certain cults start.
I was
This is
like, this
how
is
like,
cult. This is cult
yeah, this is
behavior.
how like you have all this, and then they can get stronger, and then they can have like tears and power, and it's never usually the one leader with his $8 million that, you know, it's what he was able to psychologically convince people on. And so to sit there and then say, that's what I want my child to fucking learn, like put her in
Nuts.
the prison.
Nuts. But like, the other thing, and like, I hate him for this. I hate him for this, but it was so smart. He groomed, and I'm going to use the word groomed, but he groomed and trained his following to basically say, they will come for me and they're going to put these false accusations against me, and the Matrix
Yeah.
is going to try and keep me down. And like,
Yeah.
and I'm just like, you're so smart. And it like,
He already hedged his bet. Yeah.
yes, like
Yeah.
you say, okay, these things could have, like, and maybe he's like, I did these things, so I'm just gonna, this is my, how I'm gonna prepare, this is what's gonna happen because I did these things. And and like, you know, because usually you kind of know something's going on before it happens, or you have
Yeah.
that feeling. Or he just was like, this could happen and I'm gonna hedge against it. But either way, all the people that follow him are just like, yeah, he said, he knew, this is the Matrix, this is the people, this is the government trying to keep him down. And it's just like, it's wild to me, because I feel like I'm old enough and mature enough, and I've lived enough life to where I can separate the things he has done that I'm like, wow, that was really smart that he did that, and the things
Yeah.
that he does that I'm like, I disagree, or I have a complete disdain for those things, or like, that's just not how you should be communicating or teaching somebody something. But I think those things are just like wild.
It's like I feel like you do the same thing, but like you watch like a serial killer documentary or you watch like something super crazy, and like of course it's horrible. It's like mentally insane. But then there's certain things that's like a pattern of behavior that you can go, this person's actually really smart in this one thing, right?
Right.
And you and anyone like a serial killer, anyone that's, you know, Andrew Tate, all these, I'm
Well,
not
if you
comparing
watch,
Andrew Tate to a serial killer, I'm
no, but
just
if you
saying like,
watch any of the cult leader documentary type things, it is their power of persuasion that's always like, man, they were really good. Or even like when I watched the Bernie Madoff one, and was just like, man, that dude just got like too far in it and didn't know, like, he knew what he was doing was wrong. And you knew he knew what he was doing was wrong by purposefully keeping his children who worked in the business. Like, it was a church and state separation of like, you have zero access to anything on this side of the business. And he kept that team of people so incredibly small to try and like, he knew at some point, all this is gonna like bite me in the butt one day. But like, how he tried to keep his kids out of it, right? It was like, okay, that's so smart. Now, granted, unfortunately, what he did still tragically ruined his family anyway. Like, but he in his head, like, thought he was being smart. But then even the SEC, quote unquote, investigated him multiple times prior and just took his
Word for it.
word for it, which is now why the SEC operates in the way that they do, that they investigate every single claim. Because basically, there was people that continuously were like, there's something going on here, that they kind of just brushed off, or would reach out to him. He would be like, that's crazy, I'll send you whatever, sent one set of documents, and they were like, change dealer, okay, everything's good. And that happened 5 times. And then you look at it's the biggest financial scam of all time, right? So it's like changed how the SEC operates, but just how he moved and how he operated and how he was able to convince people. And there you have, no, it's just a straight financial crime, right? Like he didn't actually kill anyone. He didn't. Now, did he ruin people's lives? Absolutely. But you look at how he moved. And so it's like you can take some of these people and you can be like, wow, they're geniuses and things that they do. And you can respect the genius. But it's like if you just could put the genius into something
Morally and ethically proper.
legitimate, where could you be instead? Just like,
Not on a Netflix documentary while you're in prison.
I will say though, which leads me to a topic I wasn't planning to discuss, but I feel like it coincides with this really, really well, the Instagram scammers and how talented these Instagram scammers are to scam all these people and how they're using AI to scam these people. And then these people that are getting scammed won't leave me alone because they got scammed by someone that's not me.
Bullshit.
And I'm like,
It's all.
I don't know what to tell you. And I don't understand why Instagram or Meta, the owner of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp,
WhatsApp.
all of it, TikTok, all these different things, why they are not shutting this shit down. I actually do understand. And I know exactly why they're not shutting it down. And it pisses me off because it's the number of accounts that all of a
User
sudden if they
accounts.
delete all of these user accounts and that impacts, Meta, you're a publicly traded company. So that impacts that. Plus, you got the whole people within the platform of that are using what are taking people from Instagram, telling them to message on what's right. These are all user accounts within all of your different platforms that are like funneling this whole thing. And then there's people, because I found an account today on Instagram. Marketing on Instagram, we mirror and scrape other Instagram accounts. So you're straight out marketing on Instagram. Hey, we're one of those people you can pay money to recreate it to look just like somebody else's account. Marketing
Now
on Instagram.
the fraudsters have a fraudster. They have a marketing campaign behind the fraud.
And they're paying money to market that service. On right, so it's like the beast is hungry and the beast wants to be fed, and as long as the beast is getting fed, nobody's checking like, hey, you're fat slob and you need to lose some weight. That's what's going on though. Meta is a fat ass
Star in
slob.
the vision. I think we're getting some high content here.
Listen, Meta is a fat ass slob and needs to lose some weight. Some weight needs to be
Really
lost
does.
over there.
I
And
need some trimming.
unfortunately, Zuckerberg, love you, Zuck, but you literally dumped billions of dollars down the drain in this whole metaverse shit. And so you aren't going to trim the fat over there because you need it, because you just keep pouring money down this drain. But it's
Trans
like,
me for Meta president.
we, the people, have to pay for it.
Well, and it's the idiocy of like then coming to our pages and like I don't know how you feel like since the verification badges were out, like it's been better but also been worse because it's like they're using different names or they're using this or they're using that and then they're still coming and complaining and it's like, well, first of all, I don't even know how you fall for these scams. Like it's just like common sense 101. I really don't understand. But okay, let's say like
People who fall for scams are morons. And the part I hate saying is you deserve to be scammed because you're a dumbass.
yeah.
But
It's
I
true.
feel bad. I still feel bad because I'm like, I don't want people to be scammed. I don't want people to be losing money. But I'm like, why the F would I message you, send you an ID card, tell you to text me on WhatsApp, tell you to convert cash into some Ethereum or Bitcoin to that. No, I'd be like, here's the bank account with the wire instructions, and here's the contract for the services with the services laid out or the investment opportunity laid out. Like,
Even for 13 cents, there would be documentation that flows.
even for 13 cents, for 13 cents,
There's always
there is
documentation.
a document. There is a document, there is a wire receipt, and that document and that wire receipt costs way effing more than that 13 cents, and it still is there. So don't be a dumbass.
I don't know how people fall for it. People need to stop falling for it, but also don't come crying like a baby. It's not like our fault you fell for a scam. It's like, I mean, people take pictures and then pretend to be someone, and then they catfish, they do all these things, and it's like, who knows? Our faces are probably being used on some site to get some picture for something. Like, everybody has that going on. But then when it's like they come crawling back with these crypto, with these NFT, whatever the situation is, it's like we post about it all the time. We would be
All the
like, this is a
time.
fake account. This is a fake account. This is a fake account. Like, we're doing what we can. Stop being stupid.
It's like you gotta, people need to wake up and people need to realize that a majority of the time, no, rephrase. All the time, if something sounds too good to be true, it's too fucking good to be true. That's bottom
Yeah.
line, end of story. Like, just with the amount of business I've done, with the amount of deals that I've done, with the amount of people that I've met, with the amount of things, everything comes at a price. Everything costs something. Nothing is a 100x
There's no shortcut. There's
return.
no
There's no
shortcut.
shortcut to getting rich. There's no shortcut to success. There's no shortcut to becoming a millionaire or a billionaire, or a gajillionaire or a trillionaire. There's no shortcut to it. It's hard work. It's like putting your head down. It's doing a lot of things, doing a
You
lot of
don't want
things
to
right
do.
a lot of times in a row, doing a lot of things you don't want to do, dealing with a lot of shitty situations that you don't want to deal with. And over time, you will get there. But if it sounds too good to be true, it's too fucking good to be true. That is the bottom line. And like, and you can apply it to anything. Because even the people that are dumbasses getting catfished in like online dating, if this person looks like an Adonis and is like responding and saying all the right things and doing all the right things and doesn't want to get on a FaceTime, hello, red flags, too effing good to be true. Wake up, people. Wake up.
The second they don't want to FaceTime, I'm sorry, you are not dating the real person you're staring at.
But it's like the same thing. And then even these people that are getting scammed are like, oh, yeah, we tried to get on the video call, but it was disconnected because they're scamming you. And if they get on the video call, it's not them.
Scam's over.
I just don't
No,
know.
I
And my
know.
thing is like, I get frustrated because like there was one person, and this person's probably gonna listen to this or see this clip or something. Which at this point, it's just like, I'm sorry, dude. I was trying to help this person and tell them, like, report it to these places, do these things. Like, this isn't
Yeah.
me. Like, and what this person did, right? And this just shows the sheer level of idiocy. Emailed my email, copied with all the scammers. So the four email addresses they had of the people that ripped them off, which by the way, were all at Gmail. That's another giveaway. If anyone in a business is like, email me on my something, something, something at Gmail, scammer, scammer, scammer. It's 2023. It takes 30 seconds to set up an email account
Business.
at your business. So if something is at a Gmail, fucking fraud, okay?
Yeah.
Fraud. So you now have copied me on an email with the four people that scammed your ass that already are impersonating me. And now they have my actual legitimate work email address, you dumb fucker.
Mic drop.
And I literally messaged them and I was like, I'm trying to help you, but your level of idiocy shows that you cannot be helped.
Yeah. Not that, I mean, and you're going out of your way to help. So you just opened a can of worms that could make this 10 times worse for so many more people.
Right. And I'm like, there, that, I just.
Make it make sense.
Make it make,
make
sense.
It make sense.
Make it make sense. It never will.
At least do a blind CC. Like, come on now.
Make it make sense. It will never make sense. All right. I think on this note, I'm going to wrap up episode 11. We're going to wrap
She's
up
fired.
Episode 11.
She's fired up today.
Which
one of you pissed her off? Because she is fired up.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them at the moment that can't be discussed publicly, but one day in my tell-all book, it's gonna be a juicy one. It is gonna be good. That is a wrap, I think, for episode 11. Although I do feel like I have to end episode 11. I need to go back and find it though with our with our power tip that came from Austin, which was a quote that was along the lines of, take the handsome rich guy, not the chubby child. And I think we'll leave it at that. That's the power tip. Go for the handsome rich guy, not the chubby child. And that will be our power tip to end episode 11. Do you want to come for me because you like Andrew Tate? Please bring it on. I'm looking for a
He's
fight.
He's in a mood. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next time. Don't forget, leave us a 5-star review. Like, comment, share with your friends, and we will see you on the next episode.